The Christmas holiday's over, so happy Monday. Good morning, Monday. What do you do today and this week, and where should you focus? My name is Stephen Pope, and I'm the founder of My Amazon Guy. As you're opening up Seller Central account today, a couple of things I would keep in mind as you try and figure out, like, where should you be spending time this week and potentially into next week as we wrap up the end of 2020 and start 2021. So number one thing I would recommend you do is look at inventory, and number two is advertising. So specifically on the advertising, you want to go look at your ability to reship in. So for the majority of those watching, you have just experienced the highest point of your year, followed by a major fall off, which is completely normal. So on Christmas Day into the 29th, that is usually one of the roughest weekends of the year in terms of sales velocities just plummeting, completely normal. So what we did as an agency was lower our advertising focus going into this weekend because we expected high A costs and all that good stuff. So now what you need to do is go back in and figure out, what do I need to replenish? So the IPI limitations went down from 500 to 450, right? And then the SKU limitations are still in place right now. So it's still a little tricky to navigate, right, as you're trying to go through and figure out, okay, where should I be shipping my stuff? Well, for a lot of you, you have available stock, but you couldn't ship it in. Well, now that that inventory rush has concluded, you may be able to ship more inventory in today than you could have, say, on Friday. So the number one thing I would recommend you do is go check your inventory replenishments and see what else you can ship in. What's interesting is, as I've tested it this morning, the inventory replenishment suggestion report does not currently match your actual limitations. So as you go through there, you may want to just manually test creating some shipments, throw on your top two or three best sellers into that shipment, and just try and maximize, you know, put 1,000 or 2,000 units, whatever is a ridiculously high number for your item, and then like slowly lower that number until you can figure out, like, what can you actually ship in right now. And then what I would do is I would go ahead and replenish it. Now, your month of January may be a much lower month than your December month, so keep that in mind as you kind of try and figure that out. But at the same time, a lot of people are going to be out of stock in January. A lot of your competitors are just flat out of stock right now. So even like a normal year, you may, you know, not ship as much in for January of 2020, but 2021 January, you may want to have a little bit beefier amount of inventory available because the demand is still present to some extent, but the availability of your competitors will be much lower, so lower competition. So that's why you may want to beef it up a little bit more than normal. The second thing you need to do today is go look at advertising, and specifically, if you did stock out and you're now starting to come back into stock, and this is like the item that you may need to go and check over the next couple of weeks, right? So if you stocked out of an item right leading up into Christmas and then you're coming back into stock, well, if you paused your advertising campaigns right before you stocked out, which we generally recommend you do so that you can get your last sales organically at a higher margin versus paying for pay-per-click. Now, if that's the case, you got to remember to go turn your advertising back on. And so that means you're going to be unpausing a bunch of advertising over the next couple of weeks. In addition to that, you may need to adjust the advertising bids. So now that the rush is over, you may want to have a much significantly lower bid in place today than you would have, say, 7 days ago. So that's my recommendations. Good Monday morning, post-Christmas holiday weekend, as you look at your numbers and everything else. On the bad news bears front, Amazon had a lot of shipments that didn't make it to their intended destination, or it's been 30 days and then they finally show up or whatever. So if you don't know, Amazon has a policy that if you don't get your item within a certain time window, they will pay you for it, or refund your money rather, as a customer. And so customers have come accustomed to abusing that. Well, add into that that the United States Postal Service and a lot of FBA shipping has been delayed, and so consumers were getting refunds, and then their items are still showing up, which is really unfair to sellers. So I don't have a great tip on this one. This is more of an awareness issue, but there is a lot of buzz right now around this in the seller community about like, hey, Amazon, this isn't right. Make this right for us and whatnot. So just for the awareness sake, I would recommend you look at your returns and refunds report on occasion, maybe once, you know, once dust is settled here in the next week or so, and take a gander at that. That's not an urgent issue, but it is a good one to be generally aware of. So my name is Stephen Pope. I'm the founder of My Amazon Guy. If you need any coaching or any consulting services on growing your Amazon account, check us out at myamazonguy.com.